From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has followed through with another campaign pledge directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
Speaking to members of the Department of Homeland Security Wednesday, Mr. Trump said he was taking aim also at the flow of illicit drugs. The wall will be a major undertaking costing billions. The announcement received sharp criticism from immigrant advocate groups. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented workers in the U.S. Meanwhile, Mexico's Senator Armando Ríos-Peter denounced the move as a hostile act toward Mexico. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Gambia's newly elected president, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to the country Thursday after being sworn in at the embassy in Senegal before longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh went into exile. Mr. Barrow's spokesman, Khalifa Sala, explained the delayed return.
Because he had to thank those people who've actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh refused to recognize. Meanwhile, a West African military force entered the country the following day after Mr. Jammeh left, the new president asking the ECOWAS troops to stay 6 months. This